Hello?
Steve?
Yep.
Hi, this is Joanne. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for asking. How about you, Joanne?
I'm doing fine, thank you. I just have some questions for you.
Sure.
And I wanted to see if, okay, so my cousin has been the one editing my book. She's not an editor, but she's a brilliant writer. And so I want to give her 25% of my earnings. And I don't want to be responsible to pay her. So what I wanted to see was there any way that you can put in my contract her name and that split. Is that possible?
I'm sorry, please come again. You want to put her name in the contract and
also, when money starts coming in, that she gets her 25%, I get my 75%, and then obviously I don't know what you all do. Is that possible?
Just a minute.
Okay.
So, Joanne, the thing is, the contract is between, like, it doesn't have to do anything with us, right?
Wait, what?
The partnership that you're saying, the 25% goes to her and 75% goes to you.
Yeah, we have a legal contract.
All right. So, can you do me a favor? Can you just send me an email with all these details with her name and everything so I can discuss
sure.
it with the team and we'll update you if
Thank
it's
you.
Possible.
Yeah. That would be great. And
right,
okay.
Perfect.
Then the other thing is, I already paid the $299, and it doesn't say that in there. Not that it's that big of a deal. And it didn't list any other fees for anything. I don't know what it's going to cost to market the book. I none of that is in the contract. And so I just kind of wanted to see what. In other words, all I'm doing is peeking in and, you know, doing the basic fundamental stuff, but I don't know, you know, I know what you, I read the whole contract and I understand that you do market it to 50 platforms. But like, for example, I want to market it to HBO, Netflix, you know, all that stuff. That's a different type of marketing. But I just don't know what that cost would be. And if that's something like, I have emailed several, like, people that I'm friends with on Instagram. I know it seems silly, but, like, Drew Barrymore, who's in recovery, I'm in recovery. I sent messages to a bunch of people just saying I had a book or had a memoir, and, you know, I wanted to see if you could help me get it out there. You know, that would never hurt. But I don't know what you would charge me to do that.
Sure. So, Joanne, there are different packages with different services for marketing. I can share all of them with you over the email.
Yeah.
So it's up to you which one you want to go with.
Yeah, and the thing of it is, because money is an issue, I'm retired, I'm not working, you know, that obviously I want to do the very best I can for my book, but the reason I chose traditional is because I wanted the responsibility to be on you and that you take the money out of the earnings, because that's not something that I have up front. So that may be problematic for you, and that might mean I have to go back to self-publishing, but I did not want to. And the reason that I chose you to go this way is because financially I'm not in a position to be putting that kind of money out. So I want to do the very best that I can for this book, and once you read it, you're going to understand that.
All right, Jen. So, yeah, I will share the packages with you with the best possible discount I can get for you.
But you didn't answer the question, though.
I'm sorry. Come again.
So the question is, okay,
yeah.
The question is this something that you are willing to do for me, and take the money out of the earnings that it is created.
Like you want to pay after the earning? That's what you're saying?
Yeah, yeah.
You
can make that decision. You can make that decision after you read the book, if you want.
Sure.
Yeah, because I think once you read the book, you're going to be like, holy shit. We're gonna be able to retire off of this book.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, yeah, sure, Joanne. So, I'm going to read the book. I will also have a word with the team. And we'll update you with this. Meanwhile, I will be sharing the packages with you as well.
Okay.
All right. And just a favor, send the name of the is it the editor that you're saying?
Yes.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Send the name. Send her name and all the information that you want to add in the contract so I can get it revised as well.
Okay. Thank you so much.
And one more thing. As far as the fees is concerned, the service charges, there are $100 pending for the service fee. I believe you have a word with Samantha.
Okay, I don't care about $100, but do you have my $299?
Yep, we do got the $299.
Okay, and the $100 is for what?
It's the service fee.
Okay, and how do I pay that?
It's up to you. Like, you want to charge
Venmo?
Pay to a card?
Okay, do you have Venmo?
Nope.
No. Okay.
I can share a payment link with you, or you can use your card. You can, provide the card details to me, and we can charge the amount. It's up to you.
Okay. I'll just move. I see the problem is it's my business account, so I got to be careful. So I'll have to move it into a personal account, which I never keep any money in, because the kids, I give them the debit card, so I put money in there when they need, you know? So
yep.
I'll move some money over, and then let me give you the card number now, and that way, just wait like 10 minutes so I sign on and move money. I seriously probably have $5 in there.
Sure.
Yeah. So hold on one second. I've got to find the card. Okay. Ready?
Yep, I'm ready.
Okay, 4258.
Mm-hmm.
2645.
Mm-hmm.
0446.
Mm-hmm.
6098. And I just got off the phone with my accountant, and they said, whatever you do, do not commingle any of your book stuff in your business. I said, okay, got it. So, yeah, I've got to go open up an LLC, get a tax ID number, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, let me just see. Let me just go in here and move this for you. Do you have any other questions for me?
Yeah, I do require the expiration date and the CVV code.
Oh, yeah, that would help, wouldn't it? Shoot. Okay. The expiration date is 10/24. And the CV code is 644.
644.
All right. Logging in.
What's the name on the
let
card?
Let me log in. Joanne Mayer Green.
All right.
Wait, let me just tell you when you can do it. Hold on, I'm transferring.
Last thing is your billing address.
457. Larks. Larkspur Lane, that's LARKSPUR Lane, and that is in Severna Park, Maryland.
All right, got it here. 457 Larkspur Lane, Severna Park, Maryland, 21146.
Yep, and the money there.
All right, just give me 1 minute here.
And then, wait a minute, let me just make sure I've got your email. Send you Shelly's information. What's your email?
My email is steve.wilson@penguinbookwriters.com.
Steve, what?
Steve.wilson. I have shared a contract, the revised contract with
all
you.
All right, let me know. Let me just go back and do that.
Perfect. So, yeah, you can just reply to that email.
Not coming up. So, oh, wait a minute. Let me try Penguin. I just printed the contract out. So that's why when I put your name in, I was hoping to see it. Nope. Samantha comes up. Ella comes up. All right. You're going to have to spell your name for me so I can pull it up. Steve. Go ahead.
Yeah, steve.wilson.
Dot?
Yep, Steve.
As
dot
a period?
Wilson. Yep, that's a period, right.
Okay. There you are. Okay. Got it. Reply. Okay, I gotcha. I'll take care of it right away.
All right, so I'm on the line. Once you transferred the amount, please let me know. So
I already did.
You did? All right, perfect. So, yeah.
Yeah,
just,
already did.
Just give me 1 minute here. Let me ask the finance team to process the amount. Once it's done, I'll let you know, okay?
Okay. Shirley, what last name do you want to use? No. Well, I'm sending him out of the team to see if they can. I'm asking him to put your name in the contract.
But they have to let me go away. I changed it legally upon my divorce.
See, I'm not going to put my name on the book. I'm going to put Joanne Morse.
Oh, gosh.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're going to be interviewed by media,
That's fine. I don't care. But what I don't want is to get to the murder. I can't help it. I don't want it to get to the murder. Or all the people that have abused me. And that I just, you know what I mean? It wouldn't be any interest. Well, during the whole trial, that's what my name was.
Okay.
And it's
yes.
On all the documents. Joanne Morse.
It's just not you.
Can't help it. I have to protect myself.
Okay.
Yeah, what's your address?
612 Addingwell.
And do you spell notoriety like NOTIERITY?
You're asking more
spelling. You're a good speller? I am. Notoriety.
I just don't know where that
either. And I have to see it visually.
And I can't, I don't know where you're spelling.
Check. Oh, it's a notary, though. It's not notoriety. Oh, really?
That's not right. I always have a hard time with that word.
No, this is keep monies and notoriety. Notoriety just means like,
right. I don't, in other words, I want you to get yours.
Joanne, you there?
Yours. Yeah.
So I just got an update from the finance team that the card has been declined.
What?
Yep.
Oh, yep. Steve, you're going to have to call me back in 10 minutes. My son's calling from Colorado. Just call me back in 10.
All right, sure.